This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Pakistani voters dealt a harsh blow to President Pervez Musharraf yesterday, voting overwhelmingly against his political party in national parliamentary elections. Almost all the leading figures of Pervez Musharraf's ruling party were voted out. Without the support of parliament, it remains unclear how much power Musharraf will be able to hold on to. NPR's Philip Rees is following the election from the city of Lahore.
We don't know yet how powerful Parliament's going to be. It does obviously look as if we're heading for a coalition government. But we don't also know whether that coalition is going to be in outright opposition to Musharraf or whether it will decide to work in some way with him. If it is in opposition to Musharraf, we don't know whether it'll have enough votes to seriously reduce his powers or even to try to remove him. Everything's going to depend on who the Pakistan People's Party, which is the front runner at the moment, forges a coalition with. And now, if it does partner itself with Nawaz Sharif's party, then Sharif might apply pressure to go into outright opposition. Remember, Sharif's been demanding the restoration of the Supreme Court judges, who Musharraf purged because he was worried that they were going to overturn his recent re-election as president. If the judiciary is restored, it could rule that Musharraf's recent re-election was illegal. So Musharraf will be hoping, I suspect, that the Pakistan People's Party chooses instead to pair up with pro-government parties. We can expect a lot of horse trading in the coming days.
That was NPR's Philip Rees reporting from Pakistan. Serbia has recalled its ambassador from Washington in protest over America's support for Kosovo's declaration of independence. Meanwhile, the EU's foreign policy chief executive Javier Solana traveled to Kosovo today to try to stave off a potential diplomatic crisis. The independence announcement Sunday triggered sharp rebuke from Serbia. The U.S., France, the U.K., Germany and Italy have all recognized the new state of Kosovo. Other states, including Russia and Spain, have not. Serbia's President Boris Tadic made a plea yesterday at the UN in New York to reject Kosovo's declaration. Now news closer to home, New York Yankees pitcher Andy Pettitte said he's sorry for using performance-enhancing drugs.
I know in my heart why I did things. I know that God knows that, and I've tried to live my life a certain way, and I know that I'm going to have to stand before Him one day, and that's why I felt like you have to tell the truth. And even though the truth hurts sometimes.
Pettitte apologized to his current and former teammates as well as fans during a press conference Monday. The star pitcher was named in the recent Mitchell report on doping in baseball and later admitted using human growth hormone in 2002 and 2004. He says he took HGH to help him recover from an injury, not to gain any advantage. And new grist for conspiracy theorists. A trove of hidden objects related to President John F. Kennedy's 1963 assassination was revealed yesterday. Among them, a purported transcript between Kennedy's assassin Lee Harvey Oswald and his killer Jack Ruby, a leather gun holster that held the gun Ruby used to shoot Oswald, and some brass knuckles found on Ruby when he was arrested. The Dallas County District Attorney presented the articles at a news conference Monday. The Dallas Morning News first reported the existence of the transcript on Sunday. The articles had been kept inside a courthouse safe for nearly two decades. That is the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.